Miami Republican Senator Ana Terry Flores is carrying the Senate claims bill to further compensate Victor Barahona. She says he and his twin sister Nubia were abused by their former adoptive parents. Victor lived, she did not.
These children endured sexual abuse, mental abuse, physical abuse. They were forced to eat cockroaches. They were forced to eat feces. These are just unspeakable things. And finally, on the last day of her life, Nubia was found in the car of what was at the time her step-parent, and she was dead. And her brother, her twin brother, was still in the car. They found him covered in chemicals, and one could only imagine that they knew that his fate would be the same.
Flores says these kids were in the care of the state, which ignored the red flags.
And the department, time and time again, ignored phone calls from concerned neighbors that heard the screams of the children from the beatings, concerned teachers who repeated that for some years, for days, the children wouldn't go to school, that when they would go to school, they'd be picked up early, and when they would go to school, that they were hungry, that they would hoard their food, that they wouldn't be bathed for days.
So Flora says her claims bill is the least the state can do.
So this is a settled claims bill in the amount of $3.75 million. It's against the Department of Children and Families. And while Nubia Barahona died, her brother, luckily, is still alive. There's nothing that this state could ever do to give him back his sister, to give him back the dignity of years that he lost. But this is something small that we could do.
The Department of Children and Families already paid $1.25 million to Victor for his and his sister's mistreatment. According to state law, a claims bill is needed to pay the rest of the $5 million settlement. Last month, Flores' bill unanimously passed its first two committees. Hialeah Republican Senator Rene Garcia chairs the Senate budget panel that looks at health issues, the bill's second stop. He says it's an important bill.
We've heard this, and it's long overdue.
But the bill never came up for a vote in its last committee. Flores says it stalled because the House never took up the measure.
The House never heard the bill at all, and I think that's what's caused the issue to not be come up for final vote in the Senate, because the House, you know, didn't even give this bill one hearing, which is incredibly disappointing.
Hollywood Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel also called it disappointing. For the past several years, she's chaired the Senate committee that looks at children's issues. Sobel also was in charge of a new law over overhauling DCF, spurred by the Barahona tragedy, as well as other child abuse-related deaths. Flores had a similar bill in 2014 for Victor, but it was recommended not to move forward with compensation because it could affect other cases against the former adoptive parents. At the time, Sobel expressed outrage, and she says it's still unfortunate lawmakers didn't do anything this year.
I'm very disappointed. Other claims bills came up. The surviving brother is in need of lots of services, lots of help, and we should have taken care of it. We should have taken care of this issue.
Still, Flores says she will be back next year.
It's an issue that I'm going to continue to fight for. And, you know, when I'm back here next year, I'll fight for this issue. And I think that next year we'll have both a Senate president and a speaker who will be a lot more open and willing to deal with claims bills on average in general. But this one is, you know, is the worst. It's the most horrifying of all. And it's incredibly disappointing that we couldn't get something done this year. And so we'll just have to come back and fight it again next year.
For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.